Really important day for us today. It's about resetting. It's about our competition that we have amongst one another. And what we told the team in the meeting today is, you know, our goal, 1% better. So how can you improve as a player? What are specifically things, your unit, your group? And that's honestly where we're aiming towards. So we love the process that we go through to get ready. We rely on each other to get those looks, to push each other. And honestly, that's where we're at. So we'll be back out on the grass today, working like crazy to get better. A couple guys who will be out today, Trufant, Tammy Coleman, and Dwight Freeney. Those guys will be out today, and they'll be out at practice doing some form of their rehab for most of them. So with that, I'll open up to your questions regarding the game this weekend in Philadelphia.
What's the outlook with Trufant? You said he was going to get a second opinion. Any update on that?
Yeah, the good news is from the second opinion, everything went well. We're going to list him as day-to-day now, and then as we get closer to the end of the weekend, Thursday or Friday, really, if he can participate some there. But we hope he'll be back sooner than later.
Can you talk about this Eagles offense?
Yeah, for sure.
Rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
And I know he struggled last week, but he also made some plays down.
Yeah, field. Hard to say you struggle when you throw for 340. I agree. But you know what really showed the competitor he is, Vaughn? They had some turnovers early in the game, and he didn't back off. And I think it might have been in the first two series where he had some interceptions. And then he came right back and had some huge plays, you know, to get him, you know, right back in it and battling for it all the way there at the end. So in our league, it comes right down to the end, and their game, it came down to that as well. Generally, you can see they're doing an excellent job in the pocket, outside the pocket. They've gave him the whole complement of the offense. That's usually what you look for, all right, for a quarterback. Can he handle the whole thing? And that's certainly the case there after, you know, half a season in. You can tell he's, you know, feeling you know, the familiarity, the routes, the concepts. I've been impressed by his athleticism. I wouldn't say he's a, you know, quarterback that is going to be a run first option, but he's certainly athletic, and they can do some of the quarterback gun runs that make him an extra player to defend. So we've been impressed so far. We thought, you know, toughness wise, he looks good. He's not trying to slide. He was trying to run it and be aggressive, like a lot of, you know, young quarterbacks do. And he did not back off in any of the challenges I've seen. Yeah, it's a completely different scheme in the way they're utilizing the players. I think that certainly goes with, you know, Barwin and Graham on the outside. And edge setting, you know, defensive ends has been, you know, for sure a hallmark of his defenses for years. The way they penetrate the guys inside, the four down linemen, that's what kind of leads the way in being disruptive. I just thought their whole group, you know, the linebackers are extremely square to the line, very good tacklers, have the speed to match up with people. And I thought really the safeties jumped out too. So from a defensive line point, very good edge setters, great in penetration, and then right down the middle of that thing, really, really good play from the linebackers. There's very few yards after, you know, when the contact happens. That's a real good sign of a good tackling club.
Usually rookies quarterback struggle in this league, and you have Wentz who comes from that outside of, you know, the power conferences.
Sure.
Did you study him much in the draft, and what did you see when you did?
The first time that I saw him was at the Senior Bowl. And at the first stage he had, so of course he played in a great program at North Dakota State and the success they've had. But, you know, that was kind of the first test. And he looked like a really good player right on the very first day I was there. The ball jumped out of his hand. You saw the athleticism. I think his size really jumped out. I said, man, that's a big cat. So I'd say that was my first impression that right off the bat when the, you know, competition was ramped up and in front of everybody, he looked like he was right in his element. And that was the first sign I thought this guy probably has something that's real strong in there. And then as we went through the evaluations, I didn't do a lot of studying on him in terms of the quarterback. It wasn't one of the focuses that we had. But when we did go through, you know, the cut-ups on him, he just looked like he was going to be somebody that was going to be able to handle it pretty early on, and especially my experience watching him at the Senior Bowl under center, doing all the stuff in a pro-style offense he was able to do.
You've known Keanu since he was in high school when you were recruiting him, and now that you've had a chance to be around him almost every day since August, where do you feel like he's grown the most as a player and as a person?
Well, I'd say the first thing that jumped out when you watched him as a player, you know, as a young kid coming up, was the physicality that he played with. And you knew he had a real style about how he wanted to play football. And then when you followed his career as a Gator, he embodied that style and the toughness and the tackling. When I got to know him, you know, through the draft process and then, you know, being around him every day here, that's when the work ethic totally showed in terms of how badly he wants to go and put himself through things to get right. That's the practice. That's the preparation. So those are a few of the things that jumped out. The toughness has been there probably since he was born, and it certainly showed up all the way through his career from high school to college and now in the NFL. That part of his game, he's really clear about the ball player that he wants to be. What doesn't go seen is the amount of work that he wants to put in off the field to be really good. So he's earned the respect of a lot of people in a short time by that work ethic.
For Matt Ryan, and Doug Peterson, when talking with us today, he said when he looks at Ryan, the thing that jumps out at him is how comfortable he looks, and he's letting the game come to him. Is that, you think, just a reflection of another year in this, having a second year in this offense? And
yeah, Doug's probably a good one to, you know, comment on that, you know, with his quarterback background and has it. Like a number of guys on our team, and it's one of the things we talked about in our meeting today, is have you improved, whether it was from the beginning of the year to now? And Matt was somebody we asked. Alex Mack was somebody. Vic Beasley was. Grady does. And why did that happen? And I think it's a lot due to the deliberate practice that Matt applies himself to, whether it's a certain route he wants to throw, the timing with the receiver. It's the extra work that goes in that kind of goes unseen. But I think, for sure, reps in a system totally helps. And he's put the work in with the extra reps to make sure he's really playing at a high level.
Coach, so your defensive line has shown improvement to this point from last season. So what would you attribute to that success? And then what are some keys to be consistent against the Eagles and then throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, great topics for us. For us, that improvement at the defensive line, it's one that we're continuing to work on as hard as we can. We talk about affecting the quarterback. Is it line stunts? Is it our individual technique? We attribute a lot of it to those guys working together as a group and that coordination of a pass rush game plan and pass rush stunt and the relentless attitude you have to be really good at it. Adrian Claiborne is somebody that relentlessly brings that attitude and energy and toughness. And Brooks Reed and Vic and certainly Dwight Freeney's been a big part of that just by his willingness to share how he prepares as a pass rusher each and every week. It's quite a bit different to hear it from one of your peers than it is, you know, from a coach to know that this is a spot you can go to how hard you can work at it. And then moving forward for us, we've got to do a good job. This quarterback is athletic. He can move, and so it's going to take every guy finishing for us to be able to affect him. So we got our work cut out for us, but it's a challenge that we're 100% pumped and ready to get going on.
Coach, the injury to True kind of created a scenario where Jalen saw snaps he might not have otherwise seen. Was this an opportunity for the defensive staff and Jalen Collins to learn a lot in that scenario?
We wanted to make sure when your number's called, and we've had a number of different guys step up when they're called upon. This year, defensively, we've had quite a few guys take on different roles. And so when Jalen was in, you know, dressed and ready, we thought, you know, he would, you know, answer the bell, so to speak. And he certainly did. So he's somebody we have a lot of confidence in, and his teammates have a lot of confidence in him as well. So early on, we didn't have him dress at times, and he missed some ball games. We had thought Goodwin was participating on special teams better, but as it played down in the game, Collins had a really good ball game, and no bigger play for us than the really physical play down by the goal line.
When you have all the rookies playing like you do, do you worry about the rookie wall that people talk about, or is that something that's blown out of proportion?
Well, I don't blow it out of proportion because it's a longer season, so I think it's fair to recognize that. But I also think like having a really strong mindset and how you want to go and have your approach be to things is really important too. So I'd rather discuss those kind of topics with guys. These are some things that might have jammed other people up, but this is how we're going to train you and prepare you. So they understand the importance of, you know, the length you have to play based on some of their older teammates also look out for them, taking care of their body and the rest and recovery that you need to go through. But one of the also the good things about being a rookie is you got those fresh legs. And so they recover a little more quickly. And this rookie class for us has been, through Thomas and I, they've been very impressive in terms of their approach and their mindset to go. So we anticipate those guys battling and, continuing to put out for their teammate.
How do you explain the success on the road at this point? I mean, is it a comfort level that you're away from home? Is there any way that you can?
I don't know if we have a way to attribute, you know, road or home, but what I can say is we love the process we go through to get ready. We know we try not to let the external factors be significant in it, you know, whether it's a night game, a road game, a Monday game, a Thursday game. That process that we go through to get ready, we love that, and we rely on one another to get ready. So whether we're home, away, night, day, West Coast, East Coast, we know we have a responsibility to each other to get ready. And we love playing at home in front of our fans, so that's if we could have them all home, that'd be cool too with us. But, you know, having a chance, you know, for us to do it on the road, knowing at the end of the day, all the fans, all the other things that are external, right there in between the white, it's still us against you, and that's what we try to recognize.
Coach, I know you didn't want to talk a lot about this in the preseason, but the 30 points per game, when you look at the 33.9, what goes through your mind?
Well, that's the first I've thought about it. So the first thing I'd say is there's been a lot of explosive plays. And whether it's in the run game or the pass game, Vaughn, when you have those kind of explosives and you take care of the ball, you know, usually you're going to have, you know, better success. So for us, we have a real emphasis on the explosives and our importance for going after the ball defensively and having a real mindset for it offensively. We recognize that we've got a lot of work to do on both sides of the line. We want to be better on third down. We want to be better in the red zone. So we feel like there's a lot for us that we can improve upon. And honestly, that's where our focus is right now, as opposed to, you know, a stat line. We're trying to go for it in a big way to say, man, like, how much better can we get? And some of it you have to measure in stat to say, okay, can we get better in these things? Some don't show up on the stat sheet to show how we're improving, whether it's, you know, at the offensive line, the combination blocks, you know, might be a block for a receiver in the run game. In the pass game, it's our protection, the way we punch. So we do feel like we have a lot of room to improve in all three phases. So we want to attack, man. That's our main goal.
Anybody else's status uncertain going into the game besides Trufant? And what is it with the guys who are sitting out of practice this week?
The guys who will be sitting out today, Trufant, Jacob Tammy, Tevin Coleman, and Dwight Freeney. Oh. All of them are injury-related. But we expect some back as the week goes on. But as we're going through our first day, everyone participate with them.